So on this Christmas Eve, we gather to hear a story many of us know by heart, yet one that never ceases to surprise us with unexpected gifts. This Advent at Greenfield, we've been examining the birth of Jesus from the perspective of the Gospel of Matthew. While Luke's Gospel gives us a cozy and kind of smelly story of shepherds and mangers, Matthew's Gospel gives us something different. A royal birth complete with a kingly lineage for the long-awaited Messiah. Matthew is interested in the identity of this child. He wraps his story around four specific titles. And tonight I want to look at these four names as they appear in Matthew's Christmas account. Messiah, Savior, Emmanuel, and King. The first title is one of the most frequent, Messiah. Matthew begins not with a stable, but with a family tree. He opens his story by saying, this is the genealogy of Jesus, the Messiah. He then proceeds to give us a long list of names that may make our eyes kind of glaze over. But for Matthew's first readers, this was exciting because he is showing that Jesus is the Messiah, the Christos, the Anointed One, and that he is from the very line of David. Messiah is a title filled with hope. It tells us that God keeps his promises. The hope for a Messiah has its roots in the promise God made to King David, that someone from his line would always be on the throne of the kingdom. And for centuries, the people of Israel had waited for a descendant of David to live up to these expectations and to set things right. By calling Jesus the Messiah, Matthew is saying, the waiting is over. In our own lives, we know what it's like to wait, from waiting for everyday things like a green light or a table at a restaurant. But we also know what it means to wait for more serious things, like waiting for a diagnosis or waiting for peace in a fractured world. The title Messiah reminds us that on Christmas Eve, God's promises can be trusted. The promise is kept. The second title that Matthew uses is Savior. The very name Jesus introduces the theme of salvation. When an angel appears to Joseph, he gives a very specific instruction. You shall call his name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. The name Jesus is a Greek form of the Hebrew name Joshua or Yeshua. The name literally means Yahweh saves. This is the significance of Jesus' birth, that Jesus comes to bring salvation. And the title Savior implies that people need to be saved from something. Many of the people in the first century would have liked a Savior who would save them from the Roman occupation or from high taxes, rather than one that saves them from their sins. I don't know about you, but we often like to be left alone in our sins. The title Savior is a humble admission. We need help from the outside. Jesus didn't only come to be a good teacher or to be an example of how to live our lives. You know, he did both, but he also came to be a rescue worker. He enters into the mess of our humanity to pull us out of the patterns of brokenness we cannot escape on our own. As Matthew later tells us, Jesus does this by giving his life as a ransom for many, or by pouring out his blood for the forgiveness of sins. The birth of the Savior we celebrate this day means that the rescue has begun. The third title is Emmanuel. At the end of Matthew's account of Jesus' birth, he quotes from the prophet Isaiah to explain the importance of the birth of Jesus. And he says all this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. This is perhaps the most radical claim of Christianity. We do not worship a God who is distant and detached. We worship a God who became flesh and made his dwelling among us. Jesus is the very embodiment of God. As the Nicene Creed says, he is very God of very God. God was present with his people in the past, but the presence of God is manifested now in Jesus in a way that is unprecedented and unexpected. Emmanuel means that in our grief, God is there. In our joy, God is there. In the mundane moments of washing dishes or the terrifying moments of uncertainty, God is not watching from a distance. God is present with us. The distance between heaven and earth has been closed forever. Emmanuel means that God's presence is guaranteed. The final title is King. With chapter 2, we fast forward a year or more after Jesus' birth. And here Matthew recounts a special visit. Some magi from the east arrive after a long journey, and they ask, "Where is the one who is being born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose, and we have come to worship him." King of the Jews. This title is a threat to the current powers. In chapter 2, it tells us of two kings, of King Herod and Jesus. Herod is a tyrant, while Jesus is a humble king who will shepherd his people Israel. Herod was troubled because if Jesus is king, then Herod is not. The title of king is a challenge to us as well. To call Jesus king is to say that our ultimate loyalty doesn't belong to a nation, a political party, or even our own families, but it belongs to Jesus. A good king provides protection and order, but he also asks for our very lives, our allegiance. But this Christmas king that we read about in Matthew is humble and gentle. He doesn't rule with an iron fist from a palace, but rather he rules with a heart of love from a cross. Jesus is a king whose power is hidden in humility. He is a king who serves. When we acknowledge him as king, we discover a new way to live, where the first are last, where the proud are humbled, and the peacemakers are blessed. As our king, Jesus asks for our allegiance, for our lives. And so tonight, as the candles are lit and the carols are sung, we see how Matthew weaves these four titles together to describe this one child, Jesus. And I invite you, like the Magi some 2,000 years ago, to come and worship this child, to worship Jesus. Jesus is the Messiah. Our hope is assured. Jesus is the Savior. Our sins are forgiven. Jesus is Emmanuel, that we are not alone. Jesus is King. Our lives are not our own. May the peace of this Christ child be with you all. Amen.